Blog Talk Radio.
Live, October 31st, Radio Boomers Live, 2016, here we are. And first off, everyone, our show starts at 10 o'clock. We just want to say we're so sorry. We had some technical difficulties today. I don't know, there must have been some evil spirits coming in there in the waves someplace. But I want to apologize, everybody, for missing it. We'll be back on time next week, November 7th, with Rita Gray and Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita brings so much. Oh, guests are so interesting. But, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to be on time and on point. And so it's Halloween, everyone. So happy Halloween. What can I say? And, you know, tidbit here, the first Halloween was celebrated. Take a guess. See if anybody can take a guess. When was the first Halloween celebrated? What year would you say? 100 years ago? Maybe 200 years ago? How about 1556? And basically, you know, you can research it, but it was what I believe was a way to scare off evil demons. People would put spooky little things around their house, and it was supposed to scare off the evil demons. So anyway, let me see if I can hit you with something. I always like to remember some kind of Halloween joke. Okay, here's a little Halloween joke for you. The past, present, and future walk into a bar. It was tense. Whatever. So anyway, big Halloween party coming up tonight, guys, hosted by Mario Lopez and Eric Zulli. It's going to be at some Hollywood big mansion, and that'll be interesting. So we're going to have a little mini show just with Jim, so how about that? And, you know, there's so much that goes on. And, you know, I try to get you guys a little, we call it hot topic. You know, I just hit you with some of the stuff. So I just got to, you know, I know some of you, I'm not a big baseball fan, and some of you probably aren't too, but what's going on now is really interesting. I mean, the World Series, well, this is really, really special. In history, this is like, this could be a movie, a baseball movie. It'd be so interesting. The, you know, the Cleveland Indians and the Cubs wound up in the World Series. And it looked like the Cubs were going to be out of it because they were down 3-1. And one more loss, that would have been it. The Indians would have been World Series champs. Well, it turns out that the Indians were defeated by the Cubs in the last game. So now it's a 3-2 run, and the next game is tomorrow. So if the Cubs can take this, it's going to be a tie series here. It's going to be interesting. But I'll tell you what makes it a little bit more interesting is that the last time the Cubs won the pennant was in 1908. That's a while back. And I believe the last time the Indians won was in, 1948. So the players themselves, the families, the cities, I mean, they're all so excited. And the tickets going for these things, I heard in Chicago, I don't know the exact amounts, but I heard they were going from 10 to 50,000 to get, I mean, not that the cheapest one was 10,000, but there was tickets for sale for that amount. This is really exciting. So next game is tomorrow. So even if you're not a baseball fan, that'd be kind of interesting. And in football, if you're a football fan, you know that the Cowboys defeated the Eagles 29-23. And I can't cover all the scores of all the, you know, all the games and everything, but some of the popular ones. So anyway, watch that Eagles-Cubs game. That's going to be interesting. And what's up with the new Hillary emails, news, and so on? What's going on? Well, here's kind of what happened. The FBI Director James Comey received new information on the Hillary Clinton emails. The info was seen. Now, this is kind of how it came down. Via the investigation that was going on with Anthony Weiner. You know, he had the situation with the, with the not-so-appropriate emails he was sending. And Anthony Weiner was in the House of, he was U.S. House of Representatives from New York, 9th District. And he was being investigated on an allegation of inappropriate online communications with a minor. Well, here's the situation. Anthony Weiner's wife, Yuma Obden, was also on the same email server, and they found out that by investigating him, they found out some emails that were going on with Hillary and Uma, yeah, Huma, I think it is. Well, here's the thing. His wife, now this is the situation. His wife is married to Yuma Alden, and she's Hillary Clinton's top aide. So you could see why when they're investigating him and they see his wife's emails to Hillary. So, you know, that's kind of where it went with that. So that's kind of some of the stuff that's going on. And then following up with, well, then you heard, let's see, what do we got a little bit of news here? I'm trying to throw it at you. Mike Pence, he was in a, I think at New York's LaGuardia Airport, plane was landing, and it was a rainy day, and the pilot came in a little bit short. So what happens is they have a little protective area at the end of the airport, and it seemed to pretty much save the day because Pence's airline, his plane overflew the track, the runway, and it would have probably went off and into whoever knows what's ahead. But they have an arrestor bed, which they're these small platforms of concrete, soft concrete. So it ran into those, and that stopped it like a cushion. And, you know, but this kind of, that's one of the things. So there's a, so you know if you're coming in and they have backups, okay? And then you heard about the tour bus in Yucaipa, California, killed 8 and injured 30 people. But the bus company had a maintenance issue. And then we got a 6.0 earthquake in northern Italy. It killed at least 7 people. Caused serious damage, a lot of buildings. And going back to the situation, all right, so regarding the polls, the LA Times with Clinton and Trump, things are kind of, it's turning into a real race now. The LA Times poll has Clinton 43, Trump 47, so he's got Trump up a little bit on that one. ABC Washington Post tracking has Clinton at 46, Trump at 45. And many of the others, they're pretty close. Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th. Make sure you do your homework, research your candidates, and also do research on all the propositions so you kind of know what's going on. Had to take a breath on that one. So much going on, guys. And, you know, remember, you know, we talk on the Baby Boomer show, and but it's not just baby boomers, it's millennials that should be looking into this, listening to our archive shows. I had a gem, Feel Good, Look Good. And the gist of it is, you know, when you pay attention to health, and, you know, we're not talking about a major situation here for keeping in shape and the exercise. Just walking by itself. If you listen to a show about, I know it was about 3 weeks ago, I did a little report on walking, how they're doing research and finding out that it has a lot more benefits than people thought. But you want to get your sleep, your exercise, the basic stuff you hear all the time, but it doesn't have to be radical. Make sure you drink enough water and, you know, do the veggies and so on. But, you know, what it is, it's just we become complacent, and it's so easy to fall into this, you know, reaching over and grabbing a Pepsi. I know a lot of you aren't into that, but a lot of boomers are. And there's like, you got 15, 19 teaspoons of sugar in a glass of Pepsi, a bottle of Pepsi. So maybe want to cut back on the sugar a bit and maybe replace some of the burgers, which, you know, I am a firm believer of French fries and burgers and all that. But then again, too many of them, it's not supposed to be that good. So maybe substituting them with a few more veggie drinks and break into it. If you're not into health, some of you are really into health, but some of us aren't, you know, and we really got to work on that. And so as you do the walking and as you kind of substitute a little bit, you know, you notice when you get older, you kind of shuffle a little bit more. It takes a little bit longer to get up. We always say at the baby boomers, you'll know your baby boomer when it takes you two tries to get up off the couch. But it doesn't have to be that way, guys. You can, you know, you can just do this transformation. But like I say, we become complacent. But, you know, if you're looking at yourself now and you think, wow, I may have a weight issue, I may be really exhausted and tired. Well, if it's like that now, what's it going to be like in a year or two or three more years? You know, if we're adding, say, 2 or 3 pounds, even a year, which it's usually more than that. Statistics show it's more than that. But say it's only 2 or 5 pounds a year. Well, 3 years, you know, adds up. So just try to get a handle on that, because we want everybody to be healthy. And we want to be a healthy group of baby boomers. But we got a thing going on here with this health, and the diets are a little off. I heard a statistic that even in Asian countries, the younger people are, I think I heard a statistic of 70% of the younger Asians are having a weight issue, and it's because of the new type of foods they eat and so on, maybe some of the Western diet, whatever. But, so that's the name of that tune, but I wanted to apologize for our technical difficulty. We'll be back on with Retha and myself and Carmelita's Corner, and don't forget, everyone, we got easywaymobile.com on Facebook, and Easy Way Broadcasting. You want to go to to Eric's app. He's put together, it's been an amazing situation with this app. I mean, it's very impressive. And, you know, Retha will keep you up to date on all the technical situations. And, you know, if you follow the news, you find out that things are changing rapidly. And if you're in business or just an individual trying to start a business, if you don't keep up with this stuff, and the guy next door is gonna take over. If he's got a little flower shop and you got a flower shop, guess whose flower shop's gonna get out there? It's the guy with the app and the guy who's keeping up with the social media and so on. So, you know, we have our shows, our archive shows. You got to go back. I mean, we've got, it's endless. We've got real estate experts. We've got retirement, social security people that give you, you know, all the different situations on when to retire, where to buy, what to invest in. And, you know, we get to a point where a lot of us think about retiring. And should we wait a little bit? Should we go into retirement? And then after we do, you're looking around thinking, well, what's next? What do we do now? And there's so much. I mean, you could start your own business. It doesn't mean you got to retire and sit around. There's so many situations that you can get involved with. And there's so much social life you can get involved with. And you know, you can actually become more busy after you retire, part-time business, your own business, but you got to keep in shape. You know, it's no fun doing this stuff unless you keep in shape. You think you got troubles till you lose your health, right? So, puff. Anyway, happy Halloween, everyone. Coming to the end of the show, my little segment on the show here, and we'll be back on time next week. Until then, Radio Boomers Live. Monday mornings, 10 o'clock, easywaymobile.com. Tune in, Easy Way Broadcasting, and just tune in, guys, and we'll keep you up on the latest technology and the latest in health. And
thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Off Air Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.